Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 73, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah, before we get into anything, once again, make sure to join our Discord. We're at 20 members right now, so that'd be awesome if you can just join the server, come hang out, talk to us about anything you want to.
Hey, maybe. It's free. Maybe, just maybe. Once we get 30 members, we might pick one of you guys for a giveaway or something. I don't know. Might be generous.
Yeah. We could do a movie night and, do a giveaway to our, 30th member or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or just anyone in there.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into it. Wonder Woman development information for the game.
Didn't find anything on that because it just kept on popping up. Something about movies. So, yeah. Right.
I got it. The makers of the best Lord of the Rings games ever is creating a Wonder Woman game, and that fact in itself has us excited already. Revealed at the Game Awards, Game Awards 2021, so it's been a few years, but this is new information. But publisher Warner Brothers Games announced that it was creating a single-player open-world action experience about one of DC's most beloved heroines. What's more, it will introduce an original story set in the DC universe, so this will be no movie adaptation. There's even word that the new Wonder Woman game might have branching narratives, given that the main character's compelling nemesis system, another hurrah narrative. Director Tony Elias posted a tweet earlier this year, hinting at its signature vengeance and retribution. I don't know why they have to use such hard words. Gameplay system might resurface to shape each player's game, reacting to the choices and enemies you make. In the quest for a senior writer to join development, the job listing mentions procedural content, which includes procedural conversations and procedural dialogue. So basically, what you do or who you talk to in the game can change the outcome of some events in the game.
There's games like that. I don't know. I know there's a few certain games I've played that are like that.
It's like choose your own path in some sort of way. Yeah. Like, kind of.
There's a part in Ghost of Tsushima, where you can do that. You can pick, what you kind of do.
Yeah.
There's certain things, certain games that do that type of stuff. And also, I was going to say, about the big word thing. We're from West Virginia. We don't learn those big words.
Yeah, well, we don't learn those big words. We're from the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, move on here. PS5 Pro information leaks online.
I got quite a bit here. I can't wait for this to come out. I don't have a PS5 yet, but I want to see what the PS5 Pro has in store, because how good the PS5 is, how it's 4K, 120 FPS, all that.
Supposedly.
I want to see what the PS5 Pro, supposedly. I mean, that's only on some TVs and whatnot.
Yeah, and most games, they don't even play 120 frames. They still play 60 and sometimes 30, depending on the game.
Yeah.
But it can play up to 120 if the game supports it.
Yeah, it can. What I got here is Specs for the PS5 Pro, which may release as early as holiday this year, has leaked online. The console update is reportedly 3 times faster than the current model. That gone 3 times. The new model, codenamed Trinity, sounds like quite the upgrade, though similar to the PS4 Pro, it won't be next gen. Let's see here. According to Insider Gamer, here are leaked specs for the upcoming console. CPU. The CPU is the same as the current model, has a high CPU frequency mode that boosts CPU to 3.85 gigahertz and a 10% increase over the current model. However, the it's that gone. It's been too long. I can't read. Hold up. Okay. I think I got it. Okay. Restart. The CPU is the same as the current model, but has a high CPU frequency mode, which boosts the CPU by 3.85 gigahertz, a 10% increase over the current model. However, while it increases the CPU speed, it also downclocked the GPU by 1%. The audio is getting a boost, though, and they're not entirely clear on the technical details, but they doubt like it's going to make much of a difference, you know, just audio-wise and whatnot.
Right, and it depends on your TV and monitor and everything, too. So
headphones, whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
Just depends what equipment you have. Yeah, here, the GPU rendering will be 45% faster than the standard PlayStation 5. That's pretty massive. That is a really massive boost.
Yeah.
45% faster. Up to 4x ray tracing, 33.0 teraflop, PSSR, PlayStation Spectre Super Resolution for analysting and upscaling, possible support for to 8K resolution. So instead of 4K, we're gonna get 8K. So it's gonna be even more realistic.
For TVs that support 8K.
Yeah, which is none.
Not very many.
Right now, I don't think there's like barely any right now.
Not an affordable price.
Yeah, you're gonna spend thousands of dollars for them.
Yeah, no thanks.
But what I got here also is, it sounds like the new system will have a detachable disk drive similar to the PSI Slim. We talked about this a few months ago, you know, whenever they kind of announced the PS5 Slim and whatnot, as well as 1 terabyte of storage space. The PS4 Pro has a terabyte also.
Yeah.
That last detail is super disappointing, as 1 terabyte is just not enough for modern games. I mean, yeah.
I can see that.
Modern games now are massive, you know, like, I mean, Warzone's like 160 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous how big games are now.
Like, I mean, you just think about a PC, though, like, 1 terabyte yeah. hard drive in a PC, that don't get you very far. So, and console yeah, games are almost as big as PC games now, so it don't yeah. get you, like, 1 terabyte, depending on the games, might get you maybe 5 games, if that.
Yeah, really, it doesn't give me much at all. Because I used to play it on a PS4 Pro. I had to delete games to download games.
You know, I hated it was, that. That's why I always got that external hard drive on my Xbox One. Download games it.
Yeah.
I had it like 5 years, and then the external hard drive finally died. But
yeah,
that was one of the older
ones.
Yeah, with the, you know, it had mechanical.
Yeah.
It moved inside, but the new solid state drives, they last longer because there's no moving parts or anything on them. But
yeah.
Yeah, but, so terabytes just not a lot anymore.
Yeah, there's now you need more. You just like games are getting to the point where it's, you know, 200 gigabytes or more now. You know, it's there's a few games out there that are like 200 gigabytes and stuff.
To me, especially on PC, you need a minimum of 2 terabytes
Yeah.
If not, if you're going to get 2 terabytes, you might as well just go ahead and buy 4 terabytes.
Yeah, and then you'll have a decent amount
And
of
then if you have
space,
four
you know.
terabytes, that should be all you need.
Yeah, unless
Unless you have a
if you
huge
download
library
every.
of games, but
Yeah, I mean that's saying
who
like
plays that many games
Xbox.
at a time, honestly, though?
No one.
Nobody I
Only play
know.
right now. I play like 3-4 games right now.
Yeah. Like in
Like.
my Rogue Ally, I've done the mod or whatever, for a 2280.
Yeah.
So I have a 2 terabyte drive in it, and it's almost full. But I don't play that many games. I just have them downloaded. So if I do want to play them, so if I get a 4 terabyte, like that's all I'll need.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. A new NES project is going to use the expansion port that's never been used before on the
That's
American
pretty
NES.
cool. That's pretty cool that they're doing this.
Yeah.
A new NES project thing. It says here, during the 80s and early 90s, it wasn't unusual for console makers to equip their machines with expansion ports. With an eye on the future developments, these parts, in theory, would allow accessories and bolt-on devices to augment the power of the base system. With the Super Famicom, Satellaview, and Mega Drive, this comes to pass, but in case of the new NES, the 15-pin expansion port is underbelly, will never used during its lifespan. It would presumably have allowed the console to connect the Famicom disk system, but that particular add-on was never released outside of Japan, so it's only in Japan.
Yes. So basically, for those of you that don't know what the Famicom disk system was, it's a disk system, and the Famicom is Japan's NES. That's what it was. It was a Famicom. So it was a disk system that attached to the Famicom, and it allowed you to play floppy disks. So back then, it wasn't CDs, it was floppy disks, is what you played games on. So, like the original Legend of Zelda, it wasn't released on a cartridge. In Japan, it was released on one of those floppy disks, and they had to port it over to a cartridge
I mean,
to
now
release it here in the
there's
US.
cartridges now and everything, but
Right, but for Japan, there was no, it wasn't a cartridge, it was on the floppy disk. But here they had to release on cartridges because we didn't have the Famicom disk system. So you can continue. I was just letting everybody know what the Famicom disk system was.
says fast forward to the present day, a hacker and modder RetroTime is looking to make use of the port via the NES hub and a new homebrew accessory which will offer a wide range of applications. The NES hub is a plug-in and play solution which will prove the way for things like four-player Bluetooth support, making the four-score accessory redundant. The Super NES, not Super NES, Super Nintendo system controller support, Famicom accessory will support the ability to run various third-party devices and add-ons. The most exciting development is that the potential to integrate the Murmaseta disk drive cartridge and disk EXP adapter, a previous example of a device which makes use of the expansion port, in this case, to play Famicom Disk System games on NES. RetroTime is looking for more beta testers to continue the development of the NES hub and admits that it's only been tested on a PAL NES console so far. The price is unknown and depends a lot on the production cost of the connector.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So
yeah, it'd be pretty cool to be able to play four Bluetooth controllers on.
You'll need to be online.
Siri's running around. But you be able to play four Bluetooth controllers.
Yeah, that would be really
on an
cool.
NES, that's a pretty cool one. You use SNES controllers too, but.
Yeah, I mean, instead of, you know, cool. Having just, you know, the two controllers, use four.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, because you can only use two plugged in.
Yeah, and so Bluetooth, you can connect. Four. Yeah, that's awesome.
And not only that, but you can play the never before released in the U.S. Famicom Disk System games, because there's some that are still Japan exclusive that never came here. You could play those on an American or European NES. So the PAL, it's not been tested on an American NES yet. It's just been tested on a PAL version, which is Europe.
You know, they're going to most likely soon, you know, test it on the American version of
and
the NES.
European and the American one aren't too different, so they should work pretty close to the same without having to change much.
Yeah, I feel like they won't have any problem with it really at all, since, you know, they're kind of basically the same. So.
Right, yeah. All right, moving on. PSVR 2 has temporarily stopped production.
I find that weird, because, you know, they kind of hyped it up a little bit not too long ago. They were hyping up the PSVR and stuff. Because, you know, PSVR is a huge success. Like the original one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's better. It's going to be better. I got here. Sony is reportedly pausing the PSVR 2 production to clear excess inventory. After producing in excess of 2 million units in its latest virtual reality headset, Bloomberg is reporting that Sony is hitting the pause on production to try and shift its unsold inventory. The PlayStation VR 2 launched last February for $549 as an accessory for the PS5, but IDK data suggests that the shipments have declined each since quarter. Bloomberg suggests that the problem is a lack of content for the headset. The PSVR 2 is compatible headset with AAA games, including Horizon Call of the Mountain, Gran Turismo 7, and entries in the Resident Evil series, as well as a range of smaller titles, but at $549, the headset costs more than the PS5 itself, and expectations are high. Bloomberg notes that the Meta and Apple have faced similar content challenges with their own headsets. And we talked about the
Apple Vision
the
Pro.
The Apple Vision Pro. It's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's basically your phone, but you can see it everywhere.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have it, but you can see through it, all around.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. But I got here is, as well as pausing production on the headset, Sony's recent layoffs impacted teams that have worked on the VR titles. It closed its London studio, and the developer behind Horizon Call of the Mountain, Firesprite Studio, was also impacted. In total, the layoffs are expected to affect around 900 Sony employees, or 8% of its overall headcount. In an attempt to increase the amount of content available for its headset, Sony's recently announced that it's testing PC support, offering the ability for PSVR 2 titles, or players, sorry, to access additional games on PC. It's currently unclear how widespread the headset's support for PC titles might be. The support is planned for later this year.
Yeah, so basically they made too many and they're not selling as much as what they want, so they're just going to stop production until they start selling some, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really... Like you said, they cost more than a PS5, so I don't know what they really expected. Yeah. They need to lower the price.
They should make it like, I don't know, around the 300 to 400 mark.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a VR headset, it shouldn't be more than a PlayStation 5 console.
Like, I get it makes, it costs a lot to make or whatever, that's fine, but you gotta be reasonable in your pricing.
Yeah, you're gonna get sales from the VR headset, just don't make it so expensive, you know?
Yeah. And to me, like, VR gaming is not even all the way there yet. Like, there's not too many good games for it. I mean, yeah, there's some, but there's not a whole bunch like there are consoles.
There's not, like, there's, and also, there's not, you know, that much of a variety to choose from VR games in the first place. I mean, you know, there's some decent games, like the FNAF Help Wanted games. Those are good. I've played the first one. And then, you know, you have some other games, you know, some fighting games. There's, like, boxing, whatnot. There's also Blade and Sorcery, where you can, like, you know, magic and swords and whatnot. It's fun. Yeah. I've played it, too.
Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of good VR games, but there's not many.
Yeah. All right. So, last topic, going back to PS5 Pro. So we've been hearing rumors about this thing for a long time. It's never been confirmed from Sony. Do you think it's even real, or is it just the PS5 Slim that just came out? Is that the only revision it's going to get, at least right now?
The PS4 had a Pro. So I feel like they're going to continue that. Because, you know, the PS3 never had a Pro.
No. It just had, like, Slims and different versions.
Yeah, it had a Slim. Yeah, it had those. But then, you know... PS4, you know, PS4 came out, PS4 Slim, then the PS4 Pro. I think they're going to do that same order again. How the PS5 just came out, it came out 2020, then the PS5 Slim here, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Then the PS5 Pro will probably release around, say, 2026. If they make it.
If they make it.
Because they're going to wait, obviously, because, you know, they're going to release a Slim, and then they're going to wait for those sales. To... It's Sony. They like their money.
Oh, yeah, because they just released a Slim, I mean, a few months ago, talked about.
Yeah. So, I feel like, or maybe, you know, 2025 next year. I don't know. We'll see. But, and I kind of think it is going to be a thing.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think it will be too. I think it'll release next year. But
yeah,
we'll just have to wait and see. But we'll let you guys know, obviously.
I think either, you know, next year or 2 years from now. It's whenever it's going to come out. And around that time range.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. But that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. Remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Join all of our podcast socials. Join our Discord server, Twitch, Kick, YouTube, our personal Twitch, Kick, and YouTube accounts. Make sure to follow Rylan on Twitch. He needs three more for affiliate. So four now. Somebody on people got quit unfollowing.
People keep unfollowing. It's much bull.
Four more till he gets affiliate, so go help him out with that. All of our other podcast socials like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
All the big ones, basically.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I already said, join our Discord server. Once we get 30 members, we will have movie night and maybe giveaway for something.
You know, we could give away some merch or, you know, maybe gift card, whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just have to
see. Maybe, who knows? Who knows? We might make like a custom, you know, Two Birds Gaming controller and send it out to you. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Like Xbox Labs or whatever, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But
who knows?
All right, I think that's it. Shout out to Marvel Strike Force for sponsoring this episode.
Yeah.
Rylan, you have anything?
Yeah, we hit 180,000 downloads. Pretty cool.
Wow.
We're at like 182, almost 3,000 downloads. So that's awesome. You know, you guys are helping us get our money. But it's not all just about that. You know, I love doing this.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, talking about, you know, all these games, gaming topics and everything.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
just doing getting to talk to each other, you know, for a little bit every week.
Since we don't live close to each other anymore or anything. Yeah. So it's fun, you know, to do this, you know, these past months. How many months now? Nine?
Yeah.
Ten?
Nine?
March, April, May. Yeah, nine. It's been really, it's incredible how we've grown like that in, you know, 9 months. It feels like hasn't been 9 months, though.
No, that's what
it feels
pretty
shorter. I don't know. But, you know, thank you guys for 180,000 downloads. That's awesome. You know, we're getting that, we're so close, 200.
Yeah.
We're going to get it by next month, so. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Yeah, appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.